Orphan.
Okay. Would you have a different word if it'd been put in an institution like Butner Baptist Home down here? Would you have a different word for the child if it were just, if it were in an institution like that?
No, probably just an orphan.
Did you say that word again?
An orphan.
Okay. A person appointed to look after an orphan, is its legal
guardian.
Okay. If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she asks all her
relatives.
Okay. Any other words?
No.
Okay. You might say about somebody who's really not in your family. You might say, yeah, she has the same family name and she does look a little bit like me, but I'm actually no
relation.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Someone who comes into town and you've never seen before, nobody's ever seen before, he's called a what?
Stranger.
Okay. Would it make any difference how far he'd come?
No.
Okay. Like if he was from out of the state?
Traveler.
Okay. What if he was from another country?
Foreigner.
Okay. Would you call him a foreigner under any other circumstances?
No, just if he was out of the country.
Okay.
We were coming off the feeder,
yeah,
and this taxi driver or something was behind us, and it was, you know, traffic was terrible that day,
yeah.
You know, the day we're out in it, there's traffic.
That's the day it's
pretty
bad.
And we were coming off the feeder, and this guy was coming real fast behind us when he slammed on his brakes, you know, to stop, and he hit the back of us, but it didn't do anything to either car, you know, it just kind of bumped us.
Yeah.
And he came up there and told Mother he was sorry and all this stuff, you know. And she said, well, it was all right, you know. She went to pull out again, and he did the very same thing again.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Well, it still didn't do nothing to the cars. He just hit us again.
Yeah.
How
embarrassing. Don't you know he could
have died? I know.
He was reading the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Just wasn't paying attention, you
just
know.
Really good.
Good old stuff like that.
Yeah. You're lucky you didn't get a whiplash then.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay. I'm an idiot now.
Yeah, I know. She stopped at Prairie Creek and...
Okay, she had stopped at the stop sign on Jeannie Lee, and she was fixing across Prairie Creek. And just as she looked both ways to see if any cars were coming, and she didn't see them, so she pulled out to the median.
Yeah.
When she got out there, she looked, and there was a car coming, but he had his lights on. And she let it pass, and then she looked, you know, to see if there was another car coming. And then she didn't see any car.
Yeah.
So about the time she pulled out, a guy was coming at her, but he didn't have his lights on, and she couldn't see him, and he hit her.
Was it dark?
And, well, it wasn't dark, but it was starting to get dark, you know, when you're supposed to have your lights on.
Yeah.
And she had hers on, because when they had the wreck, you know, the switch was up, and they had proof that she had hers on, but the guys, you know, he didn't have his.
Yeah.
And it would have tumped the car over, but she turned it into the spin, so, you know, it would just, and it knocked the hood off of her car. And when it, you know, totaled the front of her car, terrible.